Hello, everyone. This is Emily Martin. I am a local high school science teacher, nature enthusiast, and mindfulness meditation teacher. And I am going to be your slow hiking guide today as we discover the Discovery Loop Trail in North Bonneville. The purpose of the slow hiking audio files of this project are really to come into the present moment, to connect with our heart, our body, our mind, our breath, and not worry so much about the destination, and instead focus on the journey. Today we're going to be traveling a very short distance, a quarter of a mile, on the Discovery Loop Trail. There is a family of Sasquatches that we are going to be looking for and hanging out with. We're actually going to be searching for the little kids, so the little feet of the Bigfoot family. And so each time we have a stopping point, we will stop. I'll give you time to read the sign. You'll look for the little feet that might be hiding somewhere in the trees or behind a rock, somewhere nearby. And then I'll give us an activity to do as well. And these activities will be family friendly, so kids can do them as well as adults. Let's go ahead and get started. So we'll start by walking to the left, and you'll be following the large footprints that are on the asphalt. They're painted, they're kind of white and blue. Sometimes they disappear. Go ahead and walk down to that first sign. It's in the shape of a footprint. You can take a moment to read the sign. And it's going to ask you to look for a hiding little foot. And the hint is that it look up. And my double hint to you is look up and also turn around. And hopefully you can find the Sasquatch that's in the oak tree pretty high up. And it's pretty well hidden. While we're here, I'd like you to take 3 breaths. Let's breathe in through our nose and out through our mouth. Nice job. Go ahead and continue walking down the trail to the next footprint. It will be on your right near the play structure. You'll pass the bathrooms. And this interpretive sign is all about how special the oak trees are, which they are incredibly special. While we're here, what I'd like you to do is to find one of these oak trees. And they're all around. They're pretty much all the big trees that you see right in front of you, behind you, around the edges of the play area. I want you to go over to one of the trees and gently place your hand on the bark of the tree. What does the texture feel like? So you can move your hand across the trunk, start to get in touch with this outermost layer of the tree. What does the bark feel like under the pads of your fingers? Now look closely at the bark. What color is it? If you had to describe the texture, what would you say? Is there anything moving? Are there any small insects, bugs? What do you see between the cracks of the bark? Now I want you to walk around the tree and find a patch of moss. Most of these oak trees have patches of moss, which is the green plant that's growing on the side of the trunk of the tree. and find a patch of moss and do the same thing. Run your hands over the moss, taking a close look at the moss and a close feel. What is the sensation that your hand feels as it moves over the moss? And your experience will be very different depending on what season you're showing up. If it's winter or rainy season, the moss might be springy and moist. In the summer, it could be dry and crispy. How does it feel right now? What color is the moss? You can leave the moss, and the invitation here is to lean against the tree and connect with the wisdom of the tree. You might start by giving the tree some gratitude, some thanks for providing oxygen for us to breathe, for providing habitat and shade to animals. If you want to communicate with the tree, feel free to ask a question or listen for some wisdom. We're just taking a moment or a few moments here to acknowledge and admire this beautiful species. Stay as long as you want with the tree. You can pause this file. You can even sit on the ground, lean against the tree, and enjoy the shade. Or you can continue on. If you're continuing on, you'll find yourself walking down the asphalt. The footsteps may not be well marked. They may have worn off. The paint might have worn off. But you can find yourself at the next interpretive sign. And here again, we're going to look for the Sasquatch. But most importantly, we're going to pause. I want you to look up at the sky. Notice the color and the texture of the sky. Is it all one color? If you had to describe the color of the sky to a friend that wasn't with you today, how would you describe it? Can you use a metaphor? A metaphor might be something like this. The sky was as gray as stone. How would you describe the color of the sky and the textures in the sky to a friend? Take some time to investigate the sky. When you feel like you've appreciated the sky and want to move on, you can continue down the path. Notice there's a beautiful grassy lawn in front of you and stately oak trees and a disc golf field off in the distance. And you'll come to another sign that talks about all the different trails and also directs you to find a few more Sasquatch. And here the invitation is to come back to your breath, to notice your breath right now in this moment, without changing your breath, or manipulating it in any way. Notice the quality of your breath. Is it calm and steady? Is it excited? Are you breathing through your mouth or through your nose? No right or wrong, just what is arising here now with your breath. You're going to take the trail to your right, and it will bring you around to the final sign. May take a little while to get there. You've got to walk a little bit of a roundabout way. So continue on the path. You're headed now back kind of towards where you started. If you're parked in the parking lot, you should be able to see your car from here. And you'll find yourself at the final footprint sign. And this sign is about gratitude, which is beautiful. And it's perfect for how we're going to end. So what I'd like you to do is to put your right hand over your heart. Your heart is sort of in your upper left chest area. And you're going to tap gently on your heart with your fingers or your knuckles, just to kind of wake up your heart. And you're going to ask your heart this question: what am I feeling? And you'll wait for a response. You might get an image or a word or a color or a symbol. Whatever you get is good, wise information from your heart. And so please acknowledge it. So if you get a feeling, say, hey, I hear that I'm feeling this. Makes sense that I'm feeling this. So acknowledge, validate the feeling. And you're going to ask your heart, what else am I feeling? And again, wait for a response, for an answer. Acknowledge the answer that you hear, the wisdom from your heart. And then the final question I want you to ask your heart is, what am I thankful for? What can I be grateful for at this moment, right now, today? And see what arises. You may be grateful for your body, for the weather, for your friends, for your family, for these oak trees, for this trail, for this experience. Let your heart fill with gratitude and rest and that sensation of goodness and wholeness, of everything, or at least a few things being right, working out. And when you feel complete, you can take your hand off your heart and you can walk back to the beginning of the trail. And I've really enjoyed being with you today.